I'll start with verse 4. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I'm glad he said that. I might not have had a very good chance if he hadn't. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Everybody can relate to that. Say amen. Listen to this, verse 8. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I'd like to talk about triple, total deliverance for just a little while. Triple, total deliverance, and how? Praise God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. John 17 and 15, Jesus prayed for us. This is really the Lord's prayer. Amen. That the Lord prayed for us. Amen. And he said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. Hallelujah. He taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. Well, David said, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined. That means he leaned over and listened at me. A lot of times little kids, you know, size Austin, they have trouble getting big folks to listen at it. I saw them big new shoes, Austin. Amen. You had them both on the right foot, too, tonight. Amen. The other night he was in the choir with his shoes on the wrong feet. Amen. And I tell you, they're so big, he's almost as tall laying down as he is standing up in big new shoes he got. Amen. Sometimes the little folks have a hard time for us, getting us to listen to him, you know. And if we lean over, we can hear them better. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when he inclines himself to us? Therefore, I call on him as long as I live. Well, that's the one you want to talk to. The one that listens, isn't it? You want to talk to the one that don't listen to you, do you? Hey, man, you want to talk to one that listens. Oh, I ain't going to talk to you. You're not even listening to me. You're not even paying any attention to me. But you talk to the one, praise God, that inclines thine ear. Amen. How? Prayer. How do you get triple total deliverance? Prayer. Amen. He heard my voice, my supplication. Amen. Then I called on the name of the Lord. I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Amen. Matthew 6 and 3 said, deliver us from evil. Lord's Prayer. Praise God. Prayer is the way God's economy works. Amen. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, it worked for David. Amen. He said, thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Praise God. Triple, total deliverance. Praise God. Amen. Psalms 56 and 9, he gets down to business with God. Amen. I mean, you know, sometimes we mumble prayers. Sometimes we're like the fellow that prayed before he went to bed every night. After a while, he waited till he got in bed. Amen. After a while, he just wrote it on a piece of paper, tacked it on the footboard, and said, there it is, Lord, read it for yourself. Amen. Got tired of praying. Amen. Don't ever get tired of praying. Praise God. Amen. Psalms 56 and 9. And he said, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Amen. He said, in God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word, in God have I put my trust. I'll not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me. O God, I'll render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I might walk before God in the light of the living? Praise God. Oh, he prayed that very prayer that God would deliver his soul from death. Deliver my feet from falling. You had trouble holding on to God lately? Cry out to him. When you cry out to God, that's when you get down to business. Amen. When you just kind of mumble prayer and say, oh Lord God, bless this and that and the other and something else. Amen. And then when you somebody requests prayer for you over telephone, you maybe get a little louder. Oh dear Lord Jesus, come down. Amen. But when you cry, you say, oh God. Big difference there, you know. Amen. When I cry, yeah, it makes a difference. I have never got down to business with God and cried out to God, but what I got to answer one way or the other. I always got an answer. Praise God. When I cry, oh, hallelujah. He made vows, the 12th verse says. That's part of a how, in case you didn't know. Amen. Read verse 14 here of the 116th Psalm where I got my text. He said, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Amen. Fellas, I'm going to come up to your house and say, I'm going to bring you something. So I'm going to, I've got some ties for you. You know what? He never did come. To this day, he never showed up. Amen. I think, fella, I didn't ask him to. He just said it himself. Amen. I think when a fella opens his mouth, he ought to do what he says. If it hair lips granny when a fella opens his mouth, you ought to be able to count on his word. I kept looking for him. Amen. But he never did show up. Amen. And finally, I saw him a good while later. Amen. And he had an excuse. Amen. Oh, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Verse 18. He said, I'll pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. Amen. Why do you have to make vows? Why have men made vows down through the ages? I had to make some. I said, Lord, I'll never go back. And I ain't been back. Lord, I'll never go back. And I didn't go back. Lord, I'll never read them kind of books no more. And I never read any more of them. Praise God. Kept my vows to the Lord. Amen. You got to make vows sometimes because you mean business with God. Amen. Men down through the ages have made them. David did. Great men did. Amen. Yeah, Jacob did. Didn't he? He saw that golden ladder stretched up to heaven. He said, Lord, all that you give me, if you'll bring me back to this place again, I'll give thee the tenth. Amen. There wasn't no law thundering from Mount Sinai. I told him he had to do that. Amen. He did it. Oh, man, 100 or 200 years, I don't know how long. Amen. Before the law. There was no law that made Abraham pay his tithes to Melchizedek. Amen. No, there wasn't nobody standing behind him, twisting his arm, telling him he had to pay his tithes. Amen. He did it of his own free will. Where do you think he got it? Amen. Was it passed on down from the Garden of Eden, right from the gates of Eden by word of mouth? Amen. Through Enoch, the seventh from Adam and Noah. Amen. The righteous people down through the ages. I mean, Abraham, 500 years before the law, paid tithes to Melchizedek. Amen. Jacob, man, over 100 years probably before the law was given on Sinai. He said, Lord, I'll give thee the tenth. Why did they give him the tenth? Why didn't they give him a 20th? And that'd have been 5%. Amen. Instead of the tenth. Hey, they all stopped right dead center on the tenth. Hey, why do we pay tithes? Tithe is tenth. Tithe is Old English for tenth. Praise God. The tenth, the Bible said, is the Lord. That's why we do it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Why do we do it? Because we want to be blessed. We want God's blessing on our finances. We want God's blessing on our church, so we bless the church and the work of God and the ministry with the tenth and our offering. Amen. And David said, I've kept my vows to the Lord. Amen. I mean, down through the age, I mean, Jacob was as poor as Job's turkey when he made that vow, I'll give thee the tenth. Amen. Children of Israel was a bunch of wonders with no job. Amen. When God gave the law, the tenth is the Lord's. See, I'm too poor to pay tithes. You're too poor not to. Amen. I can't afford to pay tithes. You can't afford not to. Hallelujah. Yeah, you need to start paying one-tenth plus a good offering to the Lord. Work of God. Amen. I'll pay my vows. Praise God. Well, he kept his vows. He kept his prayer. Amen. And he got triple deliverance. His soul was delivered from death. It's wonderful to have God in your corner when it comes to preservation. Amen. Hey, God can help you live longer with heart trouble than somebody that ain't even got it. Amen. God can help you live longer with diabetes than somebody that's plumb healthy. Hallelujah. Get God in your corner. Glory to God. I mean, he can help you see without eyes even. Amen. I went to Ronnie Cohen's meeting. I don't know how he lived. I don't know if he lived anything. I've heard some bad reports. Amen about him. Amen. But I went to Ronnie Cohen's meeting in Kansas City. And him, a grown man, first time I ever seen him was a meeting in Oklahoma years ago, about 1952, I guess. Amen. And he was a little seven-year-old boy. And he just got healed. And he could see out of that eye where he didn't have an eye. He had a glass eye in there, and he could see through the glass eye. He could see without the glass eye. And they'd tape up his good eye at him, 7 years old, and he'd read just as good as a seven-year-old could read. I saw him again in Kansas City. Amen. God had healed Ronnie Cohen and give him sight without an eye. Amen. How in the world can you have sight without an eye? He told him that night, he said, the doctor says, we know you're seeing, but we don't know how you're seeing. I know how. By faith. Praise God. It made the Baptists so mad. No reflection on the Baptists. As some of them believe in miracles, but they made them so mad in Kansas City when he came to Armordale that they wanted to fight outside the church. Because Ronnie Cohen had a real miracle, they couldn't explain it away. And they wanted to fight. They stirred up a ruckus. Amen, Armadale Church. Because Ronnie Cohen had a miracle that you could not gainsay. And it happened when he was 7 years old. He was too young. He didn't even go to get prayed for his eye. And T.L. Osborne's sister was holding a revival. Amen. And he came up to get prayed for a throat infection. Amen. And she noticed some irregularity in his eye. And she prayed for his eye. Amen. And taped up his good eye. And he started reading right then. 7 years old. I saw him put a handkerchief over his eye. And Dennis Slavin's taped it up to his head. And then after Dennis Slavin's got done taping up that handkerchief over his eye, amen, he took some more tape and put tape clear under his chin and clear up into his hair and put more tape than Dennis did on it. His good eye. And he started walking around through the congregation with his bad eye open, holding it open with his hand and said, look at that. He was walking around with his good eye taped up. Never run into anybody or anything. Never run into any seat. He'd lean over to somebody and say, look at that. And him with his good eye taped up. Amen. He was already seeing everything and everybody with his good eye taped up. So I got home to my house on 5908 West 74th Street in Overland Park. And I got in the bathroom with me a handkerchief. And I decided I'd see if I could read anything peeping. And so I taped me a handkerchief over my eye and left me a little hole here beside my nose. Amen. Where I could look down and try to read. And you know what? I couldn't read nothing peeping, Brother Johnson. Amen. And he had that taped over his good eye so tight that a chigger couldn't have crawled out from under it. Amen. He was reading everything that people gave me, read their business cards, and then turn the business card over and read the note that they'd put on the back of it. Amen. Hallelujah. A notable miracle. Praise God. Oh, amen. If you'll pray, God will deliver. You just need the Lord in your corner. He'll help you. If God can help little 7-year-old Ronnie Cohen, tells Oklahoma, amen, to see without an eyeball, amen, he can help you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Deliver my soul from death. My eyes from tears. I've been there, folks. I've cried a river for my folks, for my situation at home. Amen. I've been there. My God, I went to church alone. Praise God. Angela's not here tonight, I don't think. Amen. But I mentioned how that children most often follow their parents. And she walked up to me and shook hands with me the other night and said, Brother Collins, I didn't. And I said, I didn't either. Praise God. You don't have to. You can leave them all behind and you can serve God. Hallelujah. I stood between my parents to keep them from killing each other. I saw them pull knives and guns on each other. Amen. I saw blood running down their face. Amen. From fighting. Amen. My God, how I prayed. Amen. I remember the night Mama stole the keys out of Dad's car because she knew he was going on one of them trips again. He'd be gone 3 days. And she suspicioned where he was going. She knew. Even though she might have tried to avoid the issue in better time, she knew where he was going. Amen. So she stole the keys out of the car. He backed her back behind the cook stove. And Mama reached up and took a butcher knife off the wall back behind the cook stove. Amen. And I know that my dad, even though he was closing in, that he didn't have a chance, that nimble, quick woman with that butcher knife, he closed in on her, that somebody was going to get hurt. And I stepped between them. I was washing my feet, had a pair of bib overalls on with my breeches legs rolled up and no shirt on. I was getting ready to hitchhike to church, and I stepped between them, and I raised my hands toward heaven, and I cried and prayed for a solid hour. I washed my feet that night with the tears that run down the bib of my overalls and dripped on my feet. I cried so many tears and prayed so hard that night until my mom put her arms around my neck and wept. And my dad said, give the keys to Junior and let him take the car to church tonight. Praise God. Oh, I've cried a river, folks. I've been there. You're having trouble. I've been down that road. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. And he'll deliver you tonight. Amen. Is it slippery where you're at? Seem like the devil's got a hold of you. He's spreading gravel on your road. It's an uphill climb. You make one step forward and slide back two. God can change that and deliver your feet from falling. But you got to pray. You got to call on God. You got to seek Him. Hallelujah. If you'll pray, you don't have to backslide 1 week or 2 weeks after every revival. If you'll pray, you don't have to backslide between youth camps. You can live for God a whole year and be shouting a victory next youth camp. If you'll pray, don't leave it to somebody else to do your praying for you. I couldn't leave it to somebody else to do my praying for me. I'd do my own praying. There wasn't nobody around to pray for me. Everybody else was steeped in sin and going their own way and doing their own thing. Had to pray for myself. Say, well, poor little so-and-so. If she just had it better at home, she could live for God. If poor little so-and-so get a hold of God, she won't be poor little so-and-so very long. Praise God. She'll be mighty through God to the pulling down a stronghold. Hey, don't cop out because of what somebody else is doing. If you'll pray, you can make it. If you'll call on God, you can make it. Amen. Stand with me tonight as they come. Father, take this service, Lord. Make it count for God. Deliver somebody with triple, total deliverance. I beg in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for everything that's been done. Every contribution to this service, every song and testimonial, every prayer request, and every need, because praise God, that's heaven's cue to intervene when we let our needs be made known. Have your way in this altar call. Bless somebody here tonight seeking a Holy Ghost and a closer walk with God. I beg in Jesus' name. If everybody goes down, you don't have to. If everybody falls by the wayside, you don't have to. 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand and 10,000 to thy left hand, but it need not come nigh to thee. As they sang, we invite you to your altar. It's yours. Claim it. You know why they take the altar out of some churches? Because nobody used it. Amen. They just took it out. Wasn't used. It was a useless piece of furniture. We got ours built in tonight. Fall before the Lord. Come to Him. Amen. Are you desperate tonight? Say, oh God. See if He don't come to the rescue. Amen. While they sing, we invite you to come.
From the beginning of time, He was the Creator, into existence He spoke the heavenly blue. And with one mighty swoop of His pen, He threw out the stars. He knew where they land. So if you think you're just drifting alone, and I have good news, and if
he hung the moon.
I know he will help you, and if he holds a sparrow in flight, he'll hold you too.
Consider the lilies
of the field, how much more he loves you.